Assess readiness for transformation. Given completed maturity assessments and consideration of macroeconomic and other external drivers, an organization should have an understanding of its current performance state and the reasons it should be seeking transformation. However, there are other common barriers that may need to be accounted for to truly understand how ready an organization is to undergo transformation. Organizational culture. Organizational culture plays an important role in the ability to transform. All organizations have positive and negative performance attributes, but how they understand and react to these attributes varies. Some organizations focus on positive performance and are reluctant to admit to issues and opportunities to improve. Others focus nearly exclusively on negative performance issues. Success can generally be found somewhere in the middle. Organizations should not undersell important negative issues or punish the bearer of bad news. These actions prevent improvement or encourage poor visibility. Similarly, the organization needs to recognize good performance where it exists and maintain an attitude that improvement is within reach. This is important for morale. Also crucial is the organizational attitude toward change. Resistance to change is a major reason for the failure of a transformation to deliver intended results. Regular use of well-founded change management strategies creates change readiness. Culture may also include the adoption and use of important terminology, metrics, and customer focus, and underlying acknowledgement of associated risks. Though an organization may exhibit tendencies that indicate it is ready for digital supply chain transformation, actual readiness requires fully embracing new metrics of success and risk. Otherwise, a digital transformation may improve the wrong things or fail to recognize key risks. It is also important not to declare the success of the transformation too soon. Success means that the change has been embraced by the culture and is part of standard operations, and that the selected KPIs are showing the desired improvement. Times of struggle. When an organization performs poorly due to poor internal performance or external macroeconomic factors, an opportunity is created to level set organizational processes. However, poor performance also creates pressures to stop investing in new processes and improvements to cut costs, often on short notice. Creating and implementing an entirely new supply chain strategy may take too long, but undergoing a supply chain assessment before making any cuts can help an organization tailor the cuts toward future improvement. By avoiding cuts across the board or poorly targeted cuts, it is possible to set up for future transformations. Current technology and supply chain maturity. Maturity assessments may indicate transformation readiness, depending on which models are used. No matter how current technological capabilities and institutional expertise are appraised, it is crucial to ensure that the organization has the ability to execute the tactical steps necessary to implement supply chain transformation. This may require recruitment and training of personnel or the acquisition of new technologies to facilitate changes. Indeed, Industry 4.0 or orchestrated maturity level transformation of supply chains is possible only where an organization is already sufficiently advanced. Where the supply chain largely consists of ad hoc processes or processes exist at a highly traditional level with significant oversight and coordination required by representatives from various functions required for success, transformation may need to take the form of a maturity improvement. Only once cooperation between departments, suppliers, and customers has been created and cross-functional teams with shared measures and goals are used may a transformation take place. Consideration of current technology also includes the quality of the organization's current master data. Master data is defined in the ASCM Supply Chain Dictionary as follows. An enterprise's essential core data consisting of basic information needed across the enterprise to conduct business. Master data describes the core entities of the enterprise, including products, customers, suppliers, sites, and charts of accounts. Master data management is crucial to the success of any analytical programs, AI, IoT, automation, and other efforts. Master data management is discussed elsewhere. People. Appropriate consideration of the people in an organization is crucial as well. People obviously make up the culture and they execute the necessary changes during a transformation. However, the multifaceted roles and needs of the organization's employees are often overlooked. People need to feel that their voice is being heard, and when it is, you can make them part of the solution. When people feel unheard, this is a red flag for transformation failure. A digital supply chain transformation requires project team members with sufficient expertise in technology, process, and change management. It also requires team members with appropriate people management skills, so-called soft issues. For example, emotional attachment or pride in current work and accomplishments, fear of the unknown, are important to overall success and attaining organization-wide buy-in. For example, simply stating that a supply chain transformation will lead to more organizational profit is unlikely to motivate individuals to actively comply with updated standards and participate in change processes. They need intrinsic motivation. They must understand how their jobs will be tangibly improved or made easier through the transformation. Fears of job loss or position obsolescence need to be addressed head-on with honesty and in a timely manner. If persons will be given opportunities to retrain or apply for new roles, this needs to be communicated.